Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And I'm having a bit of a giggle this morning because one of the, understand, any time I'm lucky enough to have a guest in the studio, we video and it goes up on the 2NURFM website so you can go back and have a look at it. And Professor Jane Shadbolt's just walked into the studio. Jane, good morning. And I said, hey, look, can you sit there for me because we're videoing this? And I've never had anyone turn around and say what you said. Come on.
Do you want me to say it again?
I do want you to say it again.
Sadly, I have to keep my clothes on.
Sadly.
No underpant broadcasting for me.
No, but look, if you do want to, let us know and we'll turn the
no,
video off.
No, I don't. I don't at all.
I've never had someone come in and say, sadly, I've got to keep
my
clothes on.
You've got to get a better class of guest.
Well, you know, maybe it's not as much fun as I want to make it. So there you go. No, it is Pants on Tuesday today. But that's not why we got you into the studio this morning. Welcome along. Look, GIFs. Now, a lot of people may not know. If you're into computer speak, it's graphics interchange formats. Now, I know that because I Google that. What is a GIF?
Well, even the name is a little bit controversial because the guy who invented it calls them GIFs and the rest of the world calls them GIFs.
Oh, how does he feel about that?
He feels bad, but we win. So it's a little package of it's a little animation package for the internet that puts a whole lot of stills inside one little software container, and you can play them on the internet. So anything that you've seen looping, usually very low quality.
So like a dancing monkey or something
or
a man dropping his hot dog.
Exactly. So they're tiny little loops and they're very small and you can send them everywhere.
And annoy people to
annoy people to whatever. I mean, I suppose you think way, way back to Dancing Baby or any of those things.
Oh, there's a memory I do not...
Sorry, I'm bringing it all flooding back to you today.
I've never wanted to... Oh, Dancing Baby. Anyway, moving right along. But the reason we've got you in this morning is because there's a competition happening and you are on, and it's running very, very close to the win.
It closes at midnight tonight.
Tell us about the competition.
Okay, so the competition is to GIF Newcastle. So we wanted people to make tiny little looping animations to celebrate Newcastle and to celebrate the Newcastle International Film Festival.
And it can be whatever you like about Newcastle
and the Hunter. So we're completely open. Entries have been coming in and people have been very fast and loose and some a little bit cheeky, even rude about Newcastle and some quite loving and lovely. So all different styles and they're making tiny little animations.
Jane, how hard is it to make a GIF?
Oh, degree of difficulty about one.
Oh, really? So I could do it?
Yeah. You can. We want animated GIFs. You just got to be able to string a bunch of pictures together. So someone even took a teddy bear out to Merriweather Baths and it's been abducted by aliens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no drawing skills required. That was fantastic.
Gone are the days when someone steals a garden gnome and sends a postcard from where they've been. Now we make a GIF out of it.
Yeah, we can completely move on.
So who is eligible to enter this competition?
Everybody in Newcastle. We don't care who you are, what you are. Anyone who's got something to say about Newcastle.
Just GIF us.
GIF us. There's so many puns. GIF-alicious, GIF-tastic, so the GIF of GIF. A couple of really great prizes, especially for students. We've got some Adobe CC packages to give away and some Wacom tablets.
Now, the Animation Festival is happening. When is that on?
That is on Friday and Saturday. So hang on to your GIFs and get down there.
And they're being broadcast in the city, aren't they?
That's the other exciting thing is on Thursday night, we're getting everyone who's entered. We're putting them all up on a building next to Event Cinemas in town. So it's a big white building called The Moorings, big block of flats, and we're projecting all of them and all the animation that we can find from the university, putting it up in town for a couple of days.
Jane, do the people in the flats know that they're going to be a screen?
No, we've asked them and they've all said yes, which is very lovely.
Because that'd be pretty horrible if you want to get an early night's sleep and all of a sudden it gets dark.
No, we've got professionals doing it, so it's all going to be mapped out. There'll be no nasty lights in their rooms.
So how do you judge? This has got to be one of the hardest things because one person's art is another person's rubbish, you know, and that must be really, really difficult.
I wrote to the judges and we've got some really great judges. We've got Jeremy Wortman from GIF Horse, which is an agency in Melbourne dedicated to GIFs and represents artists who make GIFs, as well as many other illustrators, of course. And we've got Gary from Planet 55, who is a producer of a 26-part ABC series, animated series. So we've got some serious animators and GIF
some big,
experts.
Big-time GIFers.
Yeah, big-time GIFers. And I just said to them, I don't know what the criteria is. We'll just have to have some sort of GIF fight, like in a cage. until a winner emerges triumphant.
Let's hope that doesn't happen on Saturday night in the Newcastle CBD. But I just can't imagine. Sorry, my mind went to a lot of computer people having a fight, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to be very, very nasty to be able to. You
know, oh, look, we're nice, really.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been really exciting because we've never done it before. I haven't heard of a gift competition before. So the whole thing's been really exciting to see what people think of Newcastle and coming in and tea on Derby Street, cats they like.
That kind of thing.
Huge letters on Derby Street, that sort of stuff.
And even if you don't want to get involved in making the gift, it's like a free concert. Isn't it?
So come on down, you can come and see the gift, celebrate with the people who've entered, just watch a building come to life in town.
And what's great, and I've said it for many, many years, that the internet has allowed people with so much talent that maybe wouldn't have got a start in radio or television or film.
Absolutely.
Or any of those, all of those genres. There are so many talented people out there, and the internet is bringing them to the fore.
Brings the world here. So, the festival's a little bit about that. We're going to be the 24-part series, Prisoner Zero, that I mentioned, was made in Erina. So we're talking about global content being made, in the Newcastle area, on the Central Coast, outside of Sydney. And you can give stuff to the world from here. It's great.
It's amazing the talent that Newcastle, the Hunter and the Central Coast has, and that's that real turnaround. You still have people going, aren't you an industrial town? No, there are so many more facets to the Hunter.
Exactly. And you can stay here and do all this great stuff. I mean, we reached over 1.3 million people last year with the Taylor Swift viral video just from a class exercise. I mean, that's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you can, from the Hunter tour around the world. All right, Professor Jane Shadbolt, thank you for leaving your clothes on today. I left mine on, you left yours
you're
on.
You're not the first to say that. But I'm not a professor either, but thanks for the promotion.
Oh, fantastic.
I feel I should say that in case someone calls later.
Would you like to be doctor? I'm happy to give you whatever title you would want.
Just call me Jane. Now that we've got to the pants on Tuesday thing, I feel it should just be casual.
I think we need to move along now.
Yeah, I think we really do.
It'd be nice to have a chat to you. Keep us updated with what's happening, and good luck with the gifts on Saturday.
Oh, thank you very much. And enter by midnight tonight, everybody.
The clock is ticking. 2NURFM 103.7.
2NURFM 103.7.